Thank you, all of you, for coming. And the first thing I'd like to do is welcome Jack to Vancouver and to East Vancouver. And Jack and I are going to be very brief because the purpose of this meeting, and this is something that we're doing right across the country in different communities, is that we wanted to get out to and talk to people on the front line, at the grassroots, about what really the priorities are for the federal budget that's going to come up. And my colleague, Judy Wasilis-Lees, who's the MP for Winnipeg Centre, and Jack have been going across the country. Judy was slated to come here this afternoon, and I'm sorry to disappoint those of you who came specially to meet Judy, because she's been a fabulous finance critic for us, but unfortunately there was something in her riding that she had to stay for, so she sends her regrets and greetings to everybody. But these community hearings are being held across the country by Jack and Judy and local members of parliament that we have to hear directly from people. You know, and when we started doing this, the Auditor General's report had not yet come out. So, you know, we were talking about the $100 billion in corporate tax cuts. And when you think of that amount of money, what it could go to, and that's what we want to talk about today. Well, of course, now where the federal government and Paul Martin are engulfed in this incredible, horrific scandal of $250 million, and the examples that one can bring forward about what that money could have done, well, that's what we're here to talk about.